Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and we are exploring Yuletide. Good Yule! That's an expression that people from different places around the world use for the happy holidays season. And tonight I'm going to share with you some chants, some ideas, some experiences for having a good Yule. I'm coming to you live over our internet radio station, CSNT, Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast, and we're also live streaming on Facebook to my main Facebook page, Selena Fox Updates. So thanks to all of you who are watching and listening live, and to all of you who will be tuning in later. Solstice magic, solstice night, solstice fire, burning bright. Well, solstice in 2020 is on Monday, December 21st. Yet, you don't have to wait until solstice day and solstice night to have a good Yule. Yule, also known as Yuletide, is a multi-day, multi-night period of time, and I like to celebrate the Yuletide throughout the month of December and carry it over to the first few days of the new calendar year. Some of the things to keep in mind as you are considering how to celebrate Yule this year. Who will you be celebrating with? Where will you be celebrating? What would you like to have as central parts of your Yuletide experience? One of the things that I like to do as winter solstice approaches is to do something Yule-related every day. And I'm going to share with you some ideas for celebrating Yuletide and having a good Yule. Decoration. It can take many forms. It may be a handcrafted object. It might be something that's been manufactured. I have a little tree, a music box that I enjoy playing with one of my favorite holiday songs. We wish you a merry solstice and a happy new year. We wish you a merry solstice. We wish you a merry solstice. We wish you a merry solstice and a happy new year. So, you might sing a Yuletide chant, a Yuletide song. Some of the carols that have come down over the generations are called Christmas carols, and they are part of the celebration of the Yule. Some of these carols, such as Deck the Halls, are carols that You can sing regardless of your religious orientation. That Deck the Halls is an old Welsh carol, and embedded in that particular song, the Yule log, holly, flexible, adaptable, and creative, and to take these curveballs that come flying through our lives in stride. Indeed, tomorrow, December 17th, is our Saturnalia celebration. And now I have an opportunity to get a device and message our engineer. So, I think the important thing is to have your Yuletide spirit, because with a good Yuletide spirit, you can not only feel good yourself, but have the opportunity to bring some cheer into other people's lives as well. So, I am going to multitask here as I continue my opportunity to try to be on two platforms. And let's see if we can get me back on the internet radio. And we will see how this works. So, have a plan. Okay, it looks like I'm live now. And I have my speaker phone. And hopefully all of this is good. So thank you to David and Jeanette Ewing for their technical assistance as I deal with a rural location with unpredictable internet and unpredictable telephone service. People are used to occasionally having their cell phone calls drop. Have you heard of people with a landline that drops? Yes, all within the course of rural living. So, back to having a good Yuletide. So, pick some things to do during the course of your Yuletide experience. And having some type of chant that you do every day, or you might try learning a new chant or Yule song each day of your Yuletide. And I'd like to share some chants with you now. Circle of light, circle of sound, circle of Yuletide, or circle of solstice, or circle of New Year, circle around, circle of light, circle of sound, circle of Yuletide. Circle around. So you can create your own sacred circle with a chant such as that. You can adapt some of the words of a chant you've written or that you have found to suit what your Yuletide celebration is about. One of the ones, a chant that I created years ago and that I use as part of our longest night celebration is the longest night chant. Entering into the longest night, entering into the birth of light, entering into the longest night, entering into the birth of light. And so singing the chant to celebrate and connect you with this longest night that is part of winter solstice observances. That's a positive thing to do. But what we've had as a tradition is we will have our program sharing stories and songs and poems and invocations across different cultures. And then we do this chant as we extinguish all the lights in the hall. Now this year, we're having our longest night celebration online. So instead of extinguishing all the lights, which would make it difficult to tune into us via the Zoom, we will have some other ways of being able to connect with longest night. But we will do this chant when we've done our pre-pandemic Yuletide and having several hundred people, dozens of people, a few people, the size of the group is less important, singing this chant in the dark and really connecting with the dark of the longest night as the dark of mystery, the dark of the womb, the dark of the cauldron of rebirth, going into the mystery of the longest night. And then we have meditation. I typically do some form of guided meditation in which we connect with longest night and we connect with the sun and the idea of the days getting longer again. But the sun as source of light, and light that brightens, uplifts, radiates from us. And as we conclude our meditation, we will have lights rise up. Now, in some venues, we've actually had rheostats to slowly bring the lights up. In other venues that we've used over the years, and I've been doing this particular chant for over 40 years, as well as the practice of experiencing darkness and moving into the light in a variety of different ways. And lighting candles to bring on the light is really a powerful thing. And in 2019, we had to change venues at the last minute, and we found a venue that actually allowed us to use taper lights rather than just a few votives on the altar, and we were able to keep alive a tradition that we had done many years before where everyone had a candle and we shared the light with each other, and we took our taper candles as we've kindled them with other candles and have all taken them up to a central altar with a huge cauldron filled with sand, moistened sand, so we could put our tapered candles in. A beautiful sight with everyone having brought light as part of a collective light experience. And being able to celebrate the return of lengthening days, the rebirth of the sun, the start of a new solar year. And we've used all sorts of rhythm instruments as part of our celebrations with chanting. And I sometimes sound a singing bowl by tapping it. And sometimes we'll play it as part of a meditation. So having some form of music and to incorporate music as part of your good Yule is a wonderful way of bringing some Yuletide cheer, not only to yourself, but to others who are taking part in the celebration. And some chants can be quite short and simple, and one of the things that I like to do with whether I'm online or in person is the kindling of candles. Solstice lights on longest nights. Solstice lights on longest nights. So in this case, you're not just kindling those solstice lights on one night, but on a series of nights. In my home, I have a variety of different altars set up. I have a changeable altar. I have one right here. And I have some altars that I set up specifically for Yule. One part of my house, I have a number of large container candles. They're red. And I have representative holly rings. Not actual holly, but pretty much representing holly rings around these candles. And one of my favorite things to do in the early morning hours before dawn, to get up and do a pre-dawn meditation and to kindle not only the candles with the holly rings, but I have a hearth fire. I'll kindle a fire in the hearth, and I have a mantle with candles there, and I light my whole downstairs just with candlelight and hearth fire light, and singing a chant such as solstice lights on longest nights. And something else that you might decide to do is to focus on the candles themselves. If you're in a household situation, you may have each person have their own candle, and to kindle that candle is part of a ceremony that you do every night as part of the Yule. And, of course, I have a chant for that. Solstice candles glowing bright, inspire us with your sacred light. Solstice circle, Yuletide rite, bless us on this longest night. Solstice candles glowing bright, inspire us with your sacred light. Solstice circle, Yuletide rite, bless us on this longest night. In addition to chants and kindling candles, you can incorporate ritual action as part of your Good Yule. And the act of kindling a candle can be an opportunity to speak a wish, an appreciation, an honoring connected with the Yuletide. If you are in a household with one or more other people, and you each have your candle, and you're doing a series of Yuletide candle lighting experiences, as each of you kindle the candle, you may want to use a formula saying your name and a blessing that you convey on the household, on the group, on the celebration. I, Selena, kindle this candle for celebration of the interconnectedness of all life. Or, I, Selena, kindle this candle tonight for joy. Or, I, Selena, kindle this candle with a wish for health and well-being for all beings here on planet Earth. So those are some examples of what you might consider doing, working with light and ritual, and to weave a chant in as well. What are some other themes for a good Yule? Food. Well, one thing that's gone across cultures through the ages, connected with winter solstice by whatever name, whether you call it Saturnalia or Yule or Yuletide or Christmas or Hogmanay, Santa Lucia Day, St. Nicholas Day, Boxing Day. There is a number of festivals. And, of course, Kwanzaa and Hanukkah have candle lighting as well and are in December most of the time and have food as part of the celebration. So, do you have a favorite dish that you create at this time or that you enjoy eating? There are some dishes that are connected with particular cultures. In Sweden, there's a number of Lucia cakes cookies, and these foods are not only served on Lucia's Day, which is December 13th, and that's when most people celebrate it, but that being having its roots in the old Yule celebrations, winter solstice, actually these good treats for Lucia can happen throughout the Yuletide. So there might be some ethnic Yule tradition connected with particular recipe. Certainly, figgy pudding, which is part of We Wish You a Merry Solstice or Merry Christmas, that old carol. And that song was done door to door several hundred years ago, and some people are keeping that tradition alive. And in addition to going, we wish you a merry solstice, we wish you a merry solstice, we wish you a merry solstice and a happy new year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings for solstice and a happy new year. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding and bring some right here. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. So bring it right here. Now, that sounds like a pretty heavy demand. And indeed, that goes back to wassailing, where people would go door to door and be caroling in exchange for getting some treats. Now, some people collect for charity, so they'll actually get money that will go feed the poor. But many of the times, the carolers, depending on what village, what time period that this tradition was happening, would be going door to door to get some treats for themselves. And there was a tradition for people in the neighborhood to go to some of the people who were better off to have them share some of their abundance. And this was done in good fun for the most part. Now, if you look at there's actually something that Nissenbaum wrote, I think it's called Battle for Christmas, and talking about the long, complicated, convoluted way of having holiday celebrations in the U.S. and some other parts of the world. And sometimes people got a bit rowdy, and so there were changes made to Samhain, going door to door, and changes made to caroling and wassailing going door to door at the Yuletide to try to get things the idea of being able to exchange food and beverage as part of building bridges of connection and strengthening and renewing bridges of connection with loved ones. It's an old, old Yuletide tradition. Well, we're in a pandemic in 2020, so we need to get creative, adaptable, flexible with our door-to-door connections and our feasting and our drinking. And one of the things that Circle Sanctuary will be doing as part of our Circle Sanctuary Community Yule Fest is we're actually having some wassailing going, but it will be done by video in cyberspace. So a way that you in your own home can receive some carolers socially distant and in a safe way this year. And Circle Sanctuary has been having a variety of Yule festival activities over the year. And this year, 2020, we're doing it online as well as our Longest Night celebration. So December 19th, 2020 is when our community Yule is, and we will have our Longest Night on Sunday night, December 20th. And for those listening to this podcast at some other time, much after 2020, well, know that you can take some of the techniques that started emerging in 2020 to get people connected in cyberspace and continue to weave them into the celebration of Good Yule. So one of the great things about having holiday traditions go through time and space, across cultures, across national boundaries, and now in cyberspace, is that the spirit of the tradition continues on, but there's innovation. And some of the variations that there are on some of the songs and chants that are done at this time of year have happened as things have gotten shared. Some people intentionally adapt a chant or a song to fit their own particular circumstances or the needs of a particular community. And sometimes it's just a matter of something getting passed along and variations just naturally emerging, which happens in oral traditions across different cultures. So what are some other ways to have a good Yule? We talked about light. We've talked about music, we've talked about food and feasting and drinking. Well, wassail is a particular type of beverage associated with the Yuletide. Apple cider is its main ingredient, but this too has many variations. And you can have the apple cider that's warmed and the spices added, that is pretty universal for people of all ages. And then the adult version has some alcohol that gets added to the mix. And one of the great things about wassail, and I've been making wassail for many, many years and serving it at one or more of the Yuletide festivities that I'm part of. One of the great things about wassail is not only is it a traditional beverage, but it's something delicious and nutritious. There's two types of wassailing, and there's the wassailing where you go door to door, which is part of what I've talked about already. So you're actually wassailing your neighbors and loved ones and friends. But some people do wassailing out into the orchard as a way of honoring the spirits of the apple trees, to have them bear abundantly in the coming growing season. I'm doing a workshop on wassail and wassailing as part of this year's Circle Sanctuary Community Yule Festival, and I expect that I'll be sharing some more information about that in a variety of ways, not only leading up to that workshop, but wassailing is something that also is connected with the calendar new year. The idea of toasting, you've heard, oh, do a toast. Well, that has its roots in the old wassail customs of welcoming in the new calendar year and solar year, essentially. And on New Year's Day, January 1st, in some parts of Ireland, some parts of the UK, and some other parts of the world, right here in Wisconsin, I've taken part in the ceremony. Some white toast is dipped into the wassail and tied on apple trees. That's called toasting the apple trees. It's a way of giving the trees and the tree spirits a wonderful sampling of the fruit of the apple. And that's the blessing of the apple trees. And then there's often some real racket going on. Sometimes people actually shoot guns in the air or pop guns of some sort. Sometimes it's banging on pots and pans. And that racket is said to dispel negativity, dispel the negative spirits. So in this wassail toast of the apple orchard tradition, you've got a blessing and you've got a protection all rolled into one. Charity, another piece of Yuletide across cultures and through the ages, whether you call it Christmas or winter solstice or one of the other names of this happy holidays time. The idea of sharing money, goods, services with others who are in need is something quite ancient and something very relevant today. And one of the things that I think is really a powerful response to the pandemic is how many people are stepping up and helping out in some way with some kind of charity food drive or gifting those in need. And certainly charitable giving in the United States is something that happens a lot in December. For when you give to a nonprofit organization, you get a tax write-off, depending on what tax bracket you're in and who does your taxes and that kind of thing. So Circle Sanctuary is a nonprofit organization, a nature spirituality church. We have helped people throughout the years with a variety of different things, and we've invited people during this charitable giving time to contribute to us, to help us with our work, continuing our work, and it's become even more important this year in 2020 than in the past, because our whole way of having donations with in-person gatherings, all of that changed in March. So if one of your traditions is to do giving and doing to nonprofit organizations, to individuals, Secret Santa, whatever, well, keep Circle Sanctuary in mind, as well as other endeavors that you want to see not only survive but thrive moving through this pandemic time. Another powerful way of having a good Yule is to take some time out and rest. Yuletide can be a very busy time. And whether it's sending out greeting cards or greeting messages, getting gifts, exchanging gifts, preparing food for big feasts. There are so many different ways of being active in celebrating the Good Yule. Well, I'd like to invite you to consider something else that's connected with the Yuletide, with winter solstice. In fact, one of the hexagrams of the I Ching, the ancient Chinese Book of Changes, more than 5,000 years old, the part having to do with winter solstice, talks about peace and rest as part of the wheel of the year. And giving yourself permission to just be, to be peaceful, to unplug, to set the to-do list off to the side, and to reflect and be peaceful. Make peace on earth, make peace within, at the sun's rebirth, and round the wheel again. Make peace on earth, make peace within, at the sun's rebirth, and round the wheel again. So you may have a peace chant, such as that, that I created a number of years ago, or a peace blessing. Peace be upon me. Peace be within me. Peace be around me. Peace. Inner peace. World peace. So a chant can be spoken. It can be thought. It can be sung. Depending on what effect you'd like to have. And being peaceful as part of a spiritual practice is a wonderful way to have a good Yule. But also keeping alive the tradition of making peace. Even in ancient Rome, which tended to be a fairly warlike society, wars would stop during the Saturnalia. Courts would close, so the legal battles stopped as well. And the idea was to have a period of time to disengage from that conflict and that struggle and that battling. So having peace on a personal level and in a societal level, in a world level, what a wonderful way to have a good Yule. Greenery. Do you have a tree as part of your tradition? You might pick a representative tree, such as this brass tree, music box, or actually get a tree that you have harvested or picked yourself. And one of the wonderful things about having greens within your home, there's a wonderful fragrance, and it's a kind of creative art project. Those of you who have been watching my Yuletide podcast here in December 2020 know that this tree has gone through some changes. We had the tree set up. The following week, tree with lights. Well, here we are, tree with lights on and with decorations. And having stages of decorating your home, of working with holiday greens, all really fabulous. What's another way to have a good Yule? If you are in a place where you have wild birds visit, and you can have bird feeders out, this can be a fabulous time to fill those feeders and keep them filled, to supplement the diet of wild birds. You not only help them, but you can get a wonderful bird show as part of it. And it's an old custom to take some treats for creatures and to put them outdoors. So another tradition for Good Yule. Hope. As we go into the longest night and the shortest day, as we embrace the uncertainty and the mystery of the dark of the longest night, the old myth of Pandora and her box comes to mind. And when she unleashed all things from Pandora's box, what was left in the box but hope? Well, given the fact that there has been so much upheaval in our world, intense weather events due to climate change, and the pandemic, which many people say has some of its roots with the animal-to-human transmission due to the climate changing as well. Well, we've had many opportunities to be strong and to move through these challenges of climate change, of political upheaval, and the pandemic. And I think it's important to make time in our Yuletide to not only reflect on hope, but to share hope, to express hope for better times ahead. And being able to embrace hopefulness at Yuletide is something that's also ancient, that goes back into the earliest times of celebrating the solstice. Hope that the wheel indeed is turning and the days are getting longer. Hope for a better tomorrow. But at the same time, embracing the beauty of the here and now, as well as the times from the past. So another aspect of a good Yule, memories. Memories that you've had connected with the holiday, in particular, connecting with the happy memories, the fun memories, being able to create your own good Yule here in 2020, and then linking that with a whole chain of memories of other experiences of the Yuletide. And in addition to your personal memories, this is a real opportunity to create memories with others, just like every Yuletide has that possibility. And what are some ways to have memories, create some meaningful moments? Not necessary to do a whole long ritual. You can have what I call Yuletide meaningful moments. Spending a few moments sitting in front of a hearth fire, or if you're able to be outside at a bonfire, or if you are in a place where you can't have living flame, well, have a battery-operated candle that you can reflect on with others in your household, with others at a distance. We kindle candles as part of our Zoom celebrations as a way of connecting ourselves with each other, as well as representing the light of the season. In addition to creating memories and connecting with memories, storytelling has long been associated with a good Yuletide. Some say that in ancient pagan times, the Yule in Scandinavia was something that lasted more than a week or two. People gathered in a longhouse, and some Viking shows have pretty good depictions of this. A fire kept burning, a major Yule log continuing to burn, and as people had revels around the fire and were gathered to celebrate the Yule, there could be a sharing of stories. Direct experiences that one has had, as well as stories from the past. In fact, some of those stories are captured in the sagas. And whether you are sharing a story that you've had as a life experience or a story that's been passed on to you, read from a book or a poem or created on the spot, the idea of a bardic dimension with the sharing of tales at Yuletide is a wonderful tradition that you might want to encourage others that you're connected with as part of a good Yule celebration. You might set up a Yuletide Zoom where each person has some type of Yuletide story or experience to share, and that is the focus of your Zoom Yuletide social. Or if you're gathered in a home with other members of your household, that after a Yule feast, that each could share a story face to face. One of the great things about storytelling is that now in 21st century, there's ways to record the story. And you might want to video or audio tape it, especially if you have gathered with multi-generations of family members. And during this pandemic time, that's not advised in most places where the pandemic is raging. But if you're on a Zoom, you can have a sharing of stories that way and even have a way of recording that. Preserving stories for future generations, not only recording them but setting them down, a wonderful Yuletide tradition. Gifting, giving. Yes, we talked about charitable giving, and there's the social giving of exchanging greetings, exchanging photos, exchanging messages through text, through video chat. There's a variety of ways of sharing that Yuletide cheer here at the end of this pandemic year of 2020. And I do think that whether you're giving a gift that's an object, whether you're giving a gift of heartfelt appreciation, whether you're giving a gift of a holiday greeting, be it written, sent through the mail, such as greeting cards, or through cyberspace, through emails or social media posts, the idea of having giving, receiving, that person-to-person exchange, it has been a real powerful part of Yuletide across the ages. Who gave the first winter solstice gifts? Well, we don't know that for sure. There have been some stories of gifts being exchanged at solstice time in old Egypt. We know the Saturnalia in ancient Rome had gift giving as part of that celebration. And as Europe became Christianized, some of the old customs from the pagan Yule, Saturnalia, winter solstice celebrations got woven into a hybrid Christmas celebration. Christmas itself is one of the holidays that are being celebrated as part of the Yuletide. Those who look at Jesus Christ as a historical figure, most say that it was likely he was born in the spring, and some say the autumn, but not in December. So how did we end up getting Christmas at Yuletide? Well, in that great changeover from pagan Rome to Christian Rome, Christians, while the Saturnalia was happening, decided to gather, and at one point it became official. A pope declared December 25th to be the birth of Jesus and a time to celebrate. Now, there was, and continues to be, depending on the tradition, Mithras, a Persian god from the Near East. And among the Roman soldiers, a number of the troops were part of honoring Mithras. Mithras was linked with Sol Invictus, the unconquered sun. So, at the end of Saturnalia, you moved right into Mithrasmas, which also became Christmas. And I think it's less important to say who has claim to December 25th, more important to recognize that the holiday celebration is something that has layers and complexities and variations. And this is a time for making peace. This is a time of sharing the best within ourselves, of bringing more love into the world, joy. And many of the songs, the carols, Christmas carols and pagan carols that are shared at this time of year have joy and hope and peace and love as themes and as important parts of the celebration. So the Yuletide spirit, very important in a good Yule. So what are some other things that one might incorporate into one's good Yule celebration? Well, there can be a lot of revelry, feasting, and drinking, and that can really pack on the pounds. And I know some people debate about whether to be that indulgent. Well, this is a time where one can get out and take some nature walks. It's good for promoting wellness in the body, and to be able to see the beauty of nature is wellness producing. During this pandemic time, many of us have been connecting with others through screens. To help balance that, it's important to take a break from devices and get some fresh air. If you're able, get into the sunshine. Might have to bundle up depending on where you live. And to actually get out and attune to the manifestation of winter solstice time wherever you may be. And for those of you who are tuning in that are in the southern hemisphere, know that things that I'm sharing about winter solstice, you can put into effect 6 months from now. And nature walks are good at both solstices. It's a way of connecting with environment, with nature, and experiencing oneself as part of the greater whole. Before closing, I'd like to invite you to consider getting into the science of solstice. Pay attention to where on the horizon the sun comes up for the 2 days leading up to solstice and the 2 days after solstice. It appears to be going up in the same point of the horizon. Become aware of the sunrise point. Become aware of the sunset point. As we move past the solstice point, not only do the days get longer, but you'll notice that the sun shifts from its most southerly point and starts moving north again, relatively speaking. So being able to pay attention to the science part of solstice. And that means getting outdoors, connecting with the sun, not looking directly at it, but being aware of it, and going out on those longest nights, especially if you can get to a place with dark skies. If you're in a city, you may have so much city illumination you can see the moon and maybe a star, a bright star, whatever. And certainly that's one way of tuning into the night. But if you have the capability of actually going outside the urban environment, even if it's a half hour or an hour drive, to actually get to a place where there are darker skies on a clear night, it can be quite spectacular to experience yourself on a long night communing with the beauty of the cosmos. And there's a conjunction at winter solstice in 2020 with Saturn and Jupiter. And if you aren't able to stargaze from wherever you're located, well, then go to an astronomy site such as space.com and you'll find some live streams happening. So what are some other ways of having a good Yule? There are a variety of Yuletide events, concerts and rituals, meditations and socials, educational pieces, all happening in cyberspace. Indeed, I'm doing a whole series of Yuletide podcast workshops on Wednesday nights are my new ones, and on Sunday afternoons are my encore ones. And so in addition to checking out things that I have, there's a wide range of people putting holiday information and material out. And some of the ancient solstice sites have live streams. So you can check out Stonehenge, you can check out Newgrange, and some of the other sacred sites that date back to antiquity. Go visit their site and see if there may be a live stream on solstice day. Now, some of these sites are aligned with solstice dawn, so it's watching the sun come up, or it might be aligned with the solstice sunset, or both. So some additional ways of having a good Yule. And so we've taken a look at working with lights, memories, greenery, bringing love into this seasonal time, charitable giving, music and chants, reflecting and having peace. Having fun is also something that's a long tradition. Spirituality can be a wonderful and diverse way of deepening our connection with all that is. But it does not have to be all serious. Indeed, having fun is a wonderful part of Yule. Fun yourself, fun with others. And let there be hope, joy, peace, and wellness. However you celebrate, wherever you may be, I invite you to tune in to some other podcasts I'll be doing. We have Circle Sanctuary Yuletide events coming up this weekend in 2020. So if you haven't yet checked out our Yule Festival, which will be 10 a.m. on Saturday, December 19th at Central Time. It'll go for 3 hours. I do my brand new waffle and waffling workshop then, and the longest night on Sunday night. And of course, I have my podcast, and we have other Yuletide material archived from past Yuletides up at the Circle Sanctuary website, as well as my guide to celebrating Yule. So I invite you to continue your explorations of having a good Yule by checking out these resources. And I think one thing that I do every year as part of my Yuletide celebration, I have an image of the planet. And this is one of my favorite images because it's easily portable. But get an image of the Earth. It might be globe like this, or it might be a NASA photo. And focus on peace on Earth and wellness for our planet at this winter solstice time. Solstice sun shining bright, shortest day and longest night, solstice wish of hope and cheer, peace on earth throughout the year. Solstice sun shining bright, shortest day and longest night, solstice wish of hope and cheer, peace on earth throughout the year. Solstice sun shining bright, shortest day and longest night, solstice wish of hope and cheer, peace on earth throughout the year. Good Yule and a happy new solar and calendar year to you. Thank you all for tuning in. Thanks to our CSNP team, David and Jeanette Ewing, Laura Gonzalez, Deborah Rose, Casey Pope, all Circle Sanctuary ministers. Thank you all for tuning in, and for more information about Circle Sanctuary, find us on the web, CircleSanctuary.org, on Facebook, Circle Sanctuary, and the Circle Sanctuary Friends Facebook page. Find us on Instagram, find us on Twitter, and we have a YouTube channel, as do I. I'm starting to put more Yuletide chants up there. Thank you all for tuning in. May you have a blessed, happy holiday season. So be it. And thanks to Crow Moon for the song that we will hear. Beautiful instrumental. Bright blessings.
and thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNPodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.